Are you struggling with irregular periods, mood swings, or headaches and just don't know where to go for help? Girl, I feel you and I'm so happy you're here. I've been where you are and I've now learned how to heal my hormones. If you are ready to finally get to the root cause of your period problems, mood swings, yes, even postpartum, and lack of sex drive, then grab your notebook and pen, or crayon if that's all you can find, and get ready to listen. Hello. Today, friends, we are going to talk about the habit that is taking social media by storm, cold plunging. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry for that. I feel like whenever people hear the word cold plunging, you have two different thought processes of people. The first thing is, oh my goodness, cold plunging, it is amazing. And the other people who are like, this is insane. Why would I force my body into this ice cold water? Now, I will say that cold plunging or cold water immersion has garnered attention for its potential benefits on various aspects of health, including hormonal balance. So I'm going to go into some ways that cold plunging can influence our hormones. You can take this information and then decide if you want to do cold plunging or not, right? I'm also at the end going to give some of the cons of cold plunging. So that way you get a broad spectrum of a whole circle picture, I like to say, of whether or not you want to cold plunge. I'm going to give you the reasons why cold plunging can help balance your hormones and then just a couple of things or cons to be aware of as you do it. Now, let me caveat that I am somebody who finds cold plunging difficult myself. It's not meant to be easy. For the longest time, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it, but there are different ways that you can do it. You don't have to sit in, you know, a cold pool of ice forever. You could go into a cold shower or things like that. And when you learn how to breathe through it, it really is not so bad. But anyway, so here are the five reasons cold plunging could help your hormones. Number one, it can reduce your stress hormones. So cortisol is your stress hormones, and regular cold exposure, studies have shown, may actually help to reduce cortisol levels, which is the body's primary stress hormone. And lower cortisol can lead to improved mood and obviously reduced stress. So basically, cold plunging can actually help with your mood and your stress by reducing the stress hormone there, which is really cool. So if you're somebody who's suffering with seasonal depression or tons of stress or anxiety, cold plunging might be for you if you're trying to help your body. All right. Reason number two, it increases norepinephrine. Okay, so what is norepinephrine? Norepinephrine is a hormone and neurotransmitter that can enhance focus, attention, and mood. All right, so let me just repeat that again. Norepinephrine is a hormone and neurotransmitter that can help or enhance your focus, your attention, and your mood. And cold immersion stimulates the release of norepinephrine. And elevated norepinephrine levels can also help to reduce inflammation in the body. So you've got two big reasons right there with norepinephrine. Cold immersion helps to increase norepinephrine, which helps to enhance your focus and attention, and it also helps to reduce inflammation in your body. Super cool. So if you are somebody who maybe is struggling with attention and focus, then cold plunging might be for you. Or if you are somebody who has a lot of inflammation in your body, increasing that norepinephrine when you cold plunge may be the thing for you. So reason number one was it reduces stress. Reason number two, it increases norepinephrine, i.e. enhancing focus and attention and reducing inflammation. All right. So reason number three, it boosts your endorphins. Okay, so what are endorphins, right? So I know sometimes we throw that around a lot, but endorphins are basically naturally produced hormones in the brain that act as act as neurotransmitters, and they are released when the body experiences pain or stress or pleasure. They help to block unpleasant feelings and improve well-being. So, for example, when you are going for a run or something, eventually when you get that runner's high, those are your endorphins, that naturally produced hormone in the brain that helps to block your unpleasant feelings and helps to improve well-being. It can do mood improvement. It can help with pain relief, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So cold plunging can trigger the release of these endorphins, which is, I like to say, endorphins are the body's natural painkillers and mood enhancers. So this release of endorphins can lead to feelings of euphoria and well-being. So naturally, when you put your body into cold, it's painful, right? We don't like it. It doesn't feel good. So your body's endorphins, i.e. the body's natural painkillers, are stimulated, which can help lead you to feelings of well-being and euphoria after you've gotten out of the cold plunge. Kind of make sense? So that is number three, the third reason. So the first one is it reduces stress. The second one increases norepinephrine. The third one, it boosts endorphins. And the fourth one is it enhances metabolic hormones. What are metabolic hormones? So I like to put this always in more layman's terms. So metabolic hormones are basically those hormones that regulate your metabolism. So for example, they're chemical messengers that travel through the bloodstream and they can do so many different things, but a lot of times they do help with, you know, how quickly or fastly your metabolism, losing weight, fertility, so many different things. So for example, here's just a couple. Are you struggling with PMS, bloating, headaches, or feel like maybe you're getting sick all of the time, especially with the cough, cold, and flu season around us and the germs that just go through the schools and the grocery stores? Well, what if I told you there was a way to improve your health in less than 5 minutes a day simply by enjoying a cup of tea each day? That's it. That's right. I'm not kidding you. One cup of tea each day. I want to introduce to you Every Tea, which my husband and I completely created. Our hand-blended loose leaf teas are packaged in unbleached bamboo tea bags for your convenience so that you can take the tea with you wherever you go. And each blend is carefully crafted to provide a specific health benefit for you. So whether it is you need an anti-inflammatory support with our chai, or relief from your headaches, or a boost to your immune system with our Crisenberry Immunity, we have a tea that is right for you. Our teas are designed to support your wellness journey naturally and deliciously. We are not substituting health benefits for flavor. The two are hand in hand. So go ahead and visit our website to explore our full range of teas and discover how just a daily cup of Every Tea can make a difference in your health. Seriously, don't wait, ladies. It's just a cup of tea. Start your path to better health with Every Tea today and visit everyteahealth.com. Link in the show notes below. Cold exposure may increase adiponectin, which is a hormone involved in regulating glucose levels and fatty acid breakdown. In higher levels of this metabolic hormone can improve your metabolism and your energy regulation, studies have shown. Super cool. So cold plunging could increase potentially your metabolism, some studies have shown. Additionally, cold immersion may improve your insulin sensitivity, which is beneficial for blood sugar regulation. This can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. So if you are somebody who is struggling with your metabolism regulation or something like that, enhancing cold plunging might be the thing for you because it enhances your metabolic hormones. All right, so number five, it supports thyroid function. All right, so regular cold exposure can stimulate thyroid hormone production, which also aids in metabolic rate in regulation and overall energy levels. And for those of you who have like a hyper or hypothyroid, cold plunging could potentially be a good thing for you, especially if you have a hypo instead of a hyperthyroid. So again, it helps to stimulate thyroid function. And tip number six, I know I said I would only have five, but I always like to have a bonus in there. Cold exposure can positively affect your sleep. It promotes better sleep. It can positively affect your sleep patterns by helping to regulate melatonin production, which is the hormone responsible for sleep and wake cycles. So cool. So cold plunging will help you sleep better. Do you know how many people in the world who I talk to right now who have problems sleeping at night? So many women and men have problems sleeping at night. And if we could just do a couple of minutes of cold plunging or 1 or 2 minutes of cold plunging a day, you might have better sleep. You might have a better metabolism. You might have better mood. You might have better focus. You might have less stress. Isn't that amazing? And on top of that, I was doing a little bit of my own research. You know, I always do. And I found that cold plunging actually reduces the breakdown of collagen production and aging in the skin. So basically, it, in layman's terms, it slows down the aging process, right? So collagen is in your skin and it slows down the breakdown of collagen. It helps with healthier skin as well. So just another reason why cold plunging is so, so, so beneficial. All right, so there are your reasons why, but now let's just look at a couple of practical considerations to consider. Okay, so first you want consistency. So first of all, if you do this once every 3 or 4 weeks, you're not going to notice a difference. You need regular controlled exposure. Regular controlled exposure is key. And sudden or extreme cold exposure without proper adaptation can be harmful. So you want to make sure it's regular and controlled. By controlled, like I said, you can go in your shower, in an ice cold shower for just a minute or two. This is my favorite way to do it. Actually, I'll take a nice hot shower. And then at the end, I will set a timer for a minute and just stand in the cold, 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 and I'll try to breathe through it. Additionally, the combination of sauna and then cold plunge is actually a more powerful contrast that stimulates your body's natural healing mechanism. So just something to keep in mind as well. So instead of just going right into the cold, you could do heat then cold. So that's something to consider as well. Again, why I do it with the hot shower and then the cold shower. However, I think when Nick and I get a larger place or move, we're thinking of moving right now once he's back from his deployment, we are probably going to actually put in a cold plunge pool or tub as well, just so that we can more easily do that. Now, there is individual variation. So responses to cold plunging can vary, and it's important that you just listen to what you need and your body is, and always, always consult with a healthcare provider, especially if you have any underlying health conditions. So I am not a doctor. I'm not telling you to do cold plunging. I'm just telling you some of the benefits that have been shown with cold plunging. So highly recommend you talk to your doctor if you have any underlying health conditions. Now, here are just a couple of cons to cold plunging or things to keep in mind, because with any every good thing, there always is a little bit of negative things that come with it. So there is, of course, a risk of hypothermia, which is basically prolonged or extreme cold exposure, where the body loses heat faster than it can produce it, or the sudden shock of cold water, which can lead to breathing difficulties, like involuntary gasping. So just keep that in mind. Now, you're not going to be staying in this pool or tub or shower for minutes and minutes and minutes on at a time. You just needed to be in it for a little brief bit. So actually, how long should you be in a cold plunge? Like what is the best length of time for a cold plunge? And it's really not like you're going to be sitting, it's not like you're going to be there for long. So like how long you should be in it is just a couple of minutes. It's really not that long. And you should really try to regulate like your breathing during it, Honestly, you can do it as little as 30 seconds. So the beginner should start at 30 seconds to a minute, and then you can work your way up to 1 to 2 minutes, and then you can work your way up from there, depending what you want. So just be aware of that. And also, you're not doing it jumping into an ice cold ocean. I don't recommend that either. Do it in a safe, controlled environment. Like I said, like a pool or a tub or a shower. So that risk of hypothermia is there. It can, extended exposure to very cold water can actually cause frostbite or cold injuries to the skin. So like I said, there are health benefits to the skin of doing it. But if you're in there for too long, like over 10 minutes, then you might start to see cardiovascular stress or skin damage. So again, keep it less than 10 minutes. The sweet spot is 1 to 2 minutes. So just those are a couple things to keep in mind. So your breathing, possible hypothermia. So keep it in a controlled environment and don't ever do it longer than 10 minutes. So the conclusion to all of this is that cold plunging can positively influence your hormone balance, including, as I stated, reducing stress, boosting your mood-enhancing neurotransmitters, enhancing your metabolism, supporting better sleep, and better skin health. However, it should be approached with caution and ideally integrated into a balanced wellness routine. This alone is not going to cure you, but incorporated into a balanced wellness routine, you can see some major results. So I'm curious, do you cold plunge? If you do, send me a message on every_T_health, which is my Instagram social media, or comment directly on this podcast and let me know if you cold plunge. And if you do cold plunge, I would love to see your pictures on social media. Upload a picture on your stories or on your media and tag me at @EveryTHealth. And I would love to get the cold plunge going. All right. I'll talk to you later. Ladies, stay warm and don't forget to plunge into the cold when needed. I'll talk to you later. Did you learn something?
I did learn something.
Leave me a review.
Leave me a review.
Still looking for more help? I created a hormone balance plan that is easy, natural, and doable. Because that's what we need as busy moms. And I'm ready to share everything with you in your one-to-one hormone healing coaching. Check out the show notes for links and more details. See you inside.